Wake Up Tri-Counties live from our Save-A-Lot studio. It's time for the Boiler Shop here on WKEI. And joining us is the voice of the Kewaunee Boilermakers, Russ Hughes. Russ, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you today, Sean?
Doing great. Great to see the Kewaunee track team doing so well at the Howard Monier Classic this week.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I just had the information here in front of me, and I thank you for that lead-in. I appreciate it, as always. The Howard Monier, the co-ed, was this week, as you mentioned. Christian Cazares did very well, 12-16 in the 100 meters, and also Trey Amos was 12-54, the 6th and 12th, 6th and 10th place, respectively, for those two young runners, and we appreciate all the Kewaunee athletes for what they get involved in, all the athletes in the area per se for what they do for their school districts, obviously. In the 200 meters, Trey Amos was third, 25.04, and Hunter Vanso was 17th at 27.23. Good job by those folks. Also, participating in that was Jesus Del Toro and Tyson Curry. And at the 400 meters in the varsity, the winner, Preston Stabler from Kewaunee High School. And now remember, this is Hall, LaSalle Peru, Bureau Valley. Again, a lot of different school districts. Weathersfield, of course, A&W, I should say. Again, Princeton. But really a nice job by Preston Stabler, 54.04. Really nice job by him. And that is a school record, by the way, too, just so everybody knows. That's important to know. Hunter Vansel was eighth, the sophomore, at 1 minute and 2 seconds, .32. And again, a personal record for him. And also participating was Jack Holmes. Good job by him. In 800 meters, Michael Bermudez and Chance Splinter were fourth and fifth, respectively, the freshman and sophomore on the 800 meters. And also participating was Alex Lai. He actually had a personal record for himself, which is nice. And also Bermudez did, and so did Chance Splinter. So good job by all those athletes for Kewaunee. And again, at the 1600 level, I believe it was Jason Rusk and Chase Palm. Whenever you, the distance running, cross country, no matter what, 1600 meters here, Rusk and Palm really do a great job in participation, but also in their personal bests, both of them, Jason Rusk and also Chase Palm in the 1600 meter finals. Also in the 3,200 meters, in the varsity finals, Jason Rusk and Alex Lai also participated, and they were fourth and fifth. And in the 110 hurdles, the varsity finals, Jesus Del Toro and Marquel King were fourth and fifth. And the 300-meter hurdles of the varsity finals, Anthony Padilla and Dontavian Thomas, first for Padilla for a 4.55. Great job by him and Dontavian Thomas. End up in third place. Great job by him. We can go on and on. I'd like to give just a couple of quick things to talk about, and that was the Boilermakers in the running ended up. They were actually disqualified, unfortunately. So we won't give you who the players were for them. But on the 4x200, the relay finals, Christian Cazares, Dontavian Jordan, Tyson Curry, and Anthony Padilla ended up in first place. Congratulations to them. And also in the 4x400 relay, Dontavian Thomas, Michael Bermudez, Dontavian Jordan, Dontavian Thomas, and Preston Stabler, Michael Bermudez in first place. Good job by them. They were able to go ahead and get the victory for Kewaunee High School. And the 4x800 relay for the varsity finals, third place, Michael Bermudez, Jack Holmes, Chase Palm, and Chance Desplinter. Third place, really good job there. Shot put, Leo Gandaria, the junior, ended up with 14.14, fourth place. Dan Boswell, who was going to Monmouth College, we'll get into that in just a minute, about different athletes that are going on to college in this area. And Dan Boswell, 12.76, ended up in eighth place, tied for that. And Gustavo Bermudez, the freshman, 10.03 meters, also showing up there. And Kenan Griffin in 29th place at 9.30. Discus, Leo Gandaria, First place, tremendous job by Leo Gandaria, 44.64 meters, great job by him. Also, Malik Diop was in 16th place, and Dan Boswell 17th, and also Gustavo Bermudez in 35th place. So the last ones I want to mention to you were the high jump, Dontavian Thomas, second place, and Preston Stabler in fourth place, and Michael King in 11th place, pole vault. Tyson Curry, second place in the Howard Monier Invitational. Really nice performance by him. And also participating was Waylon Lambert. The long jump, and Dontavian Thomas won it. He won it. He got 6.14 meters, just blew everybody else away. The closest player, closest athlete to him was Andrew Roth at 5.58. Trey Amos was third place at 5.54. Michael King, again, 4.91 meters in 13th place. And then Christian Cazares in the triple jump ended up in second place. Anthony Padilla ended up in third place. And Jesus Del Toro in seventh place. So that was the Howard Monier. That was just a flavor for what happened during the week.
Certainly on the boys' side. On the girls' side, Weathersfield's Kennedy Anderson setting a record in the 800.
Yes, she did. She was very, very, what can you say about Kennedy Anderson? She just is an extremely excellent athlete and knows what she's doing, what she has to do to take care of things. And, cross country volleyball and basketball and track. And, I mean, is there anything she can't do? I mean, just amazing. I'm looking up her numbers right now here. If I get the second to do it here in.
Yeah, I believe it was the 800. She set the Howard Monier Classic Invitational record in the 800, mm-hmm. which is a pretty remarkable number.
It really is. And I do not have that in front of me here, so I wish I could get
that's
it to
right.
you, but I can't.
Yep. We've got plenty to talk about in terms of our spring sports because Ioane softball is continuing to play incredibly well.
Yep, and that is one thing we did want to talk about. Over the course of the last week, they have been very active, and they've won four in a row. Mm-hmm. In saying that, you like to blow people away, okay? You like to have some laughs, but you also like to have games where you have a lot of competition, where you're able to get things to happen in a positive way, and that's exactly what we're seeing for the Boiler. I see it both ways. The Lady Boilers and the Boiler Girls. I'm just going to say the Boilermakers, and that way we don't make a mistake. But as of Monday, the softball Boilermakers defeated Princeton 7-3. Wonderful job by them. And we also wanted to make mention, too, of the fact that the Boilermakers were successful, too, just a minute, I'm looking it up right now as we speak. They were also successful against, I believe it was Farmington this last Saturday, so you know about that. And then let me go ahead and get my other information out here. A lot of stuff with all these sports going
right?
on.
Right, there's
you know?
A lot going on, but they were winners yesterday as well.
Yes.
They picked up the victory yesterday. Kewaunee baseball coming up short. The softball team winning against Princeton yesterday, 6-2. They'll play Orion today at 4:30.
Yeah, actually, the Boilermakers, the softball team, has had a nice run of it.
10-4 now this season.
And they defeated Princeton twice. They defeated Farmington and Riverdale, so four in a row. And you mentioned 10-4, so they're not making many mistakes. Hannah Tisk is really, wow, she has really been on a tear as of late. And Hannah has been able to go ahead and steal one base in the last four games, if I'm not mistaken. Really is on a tear there, and also got a home run. It's just really nice to see what's going on with her and with the entire team, for that matter.
Kelly Gale's got to shout her out. She had a big home run earlier this week against Princeton. That was a game changer for that one. And we've got a great photo of her, too, as well. Thank you to Kewaunee High School at regionalmedianews.com. Great photo of her home run earlier this week.
Also coming up, this last week, the Boilers baseball team played the Erie Cardinals, and they won. And again, they've won two in a row, which is nice. 10-7. They end up unfortunately losing to Princeton a couple of times, but right now they're 3-9. If I've got it
correct. That is correct. Yeah, they lost to Princeton yesterday, 3-2, close game on that one. They lost 21-7 on Monday, unfortunately, but they've got a chance to bounce back this afternoon at 4:30 as they also take on the Orion Chargers.
And they'll both be at Orion, Illinois, so make sure you get a chance to go over there. Larry Anderson, a good friend of mine, is the head coach for the baseball club over there at Orion, and they always are ready to play. So it should be a real good matchup between the Boilermakers and for the baseball and softball both over there.
Now, Russ, you wanted to mention, we're just a little low on time, but you wanted to mention some college signings.
Yeah, the big thing with me, first of all, I want to say congratulations to the head basketball coach at Weathersfield, just a great guy over there, and he was named Coach of the Year, and I want to say congratulations to him, and also want to say that there have been a couple of signings. The one that really stands out in my mind is J.J. Rudzinski or James Rudzinski. I wrestled with his grandfather years ago, Jim Rudzinski, great guy, wonderful wrestler and a good human being too, for that matter. And his father, I believe it was Chris Rudzinski, if I'm not mistaken, who played at Weathersfield, real good football player, fun to watch him play. And Jim, by the way, the grandfather, played football for Kewaunee also. And if you have any of your athletes that you know are being signed, please email them to me at russellhughes@edmorris.com. That's two L's, R-U-S-S-E-L-L-H-U-G-H-E-S, @edmorris.com, and we can get that on the air. We'd like to be able to do that. And I want to mention one player who was just a tremendous, tremendous player for Kewaunee last year, heck of a home run hitter, and that is Mackenzie Stance. And she is just tearing it up over there, Augustana. Tremendous job by her. Oh, I didn't say Todd's name. Coach Todd Hansen, I apologize. Coach of the Year in this area in Class 1A for Weathersfield, and does a great job. We're very honored to know him, and he's been there for quite some time. I want to mention also that if you have any of your former athletes, let us know, and we'd like to be able to acknowledge them.
Absolutely,
and what they're doing. I want to make one more thing. This is on my soapbox here. We're seeing a lot of athletes from Illinois go some other places. I would love to see them stay here. The one that just stands right out my mind, I just saw that Chloe Frobe from the Lincoln Rail Splitters, were 38-0 last year, won the Class 3A state championship. She is going to Colorado State. Well, you know that Isaiah Rivera from Geneseo also went over to Colorado State. Let's stay here in Illinois. You know, you can get some real good opportunities. They'd be nice to see. Brady Clark, by the way, is going to be going to ICC down in Jacksonville. And so congratulations to him. Anybody else you might have, please let us know. I've already mentioned on the air before some other folks, but make sure you get them to me. Russell Hughes, RussellHughes, @edmorris.com. And one more thing real quick. We might have a new basketball coach announced on Monday night.
Ooh, all right then. All right, we'll keep an ear on that. And of course, Russ, we'll break that right here for us here on WKEI. You're listening to Wake Up Tri-Counties.